Staying Whole in Love, Part 2, Where You Betray Yourself to Keep the Peace. Before we go further, just take a moment to arrive where you are, to feel your breath and notice the weight of your body in connection with the surface you are on. No effort, just noticing. There is something that happens in relationships that almost everyone does, but very few people recognize, and it doesn't look like conflict. It looks like peace, but it's not real peace. It's silent adjustment. It's the moment you don't say what you are going to say. You feel something and you soften it. You have a truth and you dilute it. You notice something and you let it pass because it feels easier, because it feels smoother, because it avoids disruption. And most people call this being understanding, being kind, being mature. But if we slow it down, what's actually happening is you are prioritizing the stability of the moment over the truth inside you. And that creates something very subtle, but very important. It creates internal division. A part of you knows what's real, what's true, what you felt, and another part of you overrides it to keep things steady. And when that happens repeatedly, you begin to lose clarity, not because you don't have it, but because you stop trusting it. So let me give you something very real. You're in a conversation, something is said, and it doesn't sit right, not dramatically, just slightly. You feel it, but instead of naming it, you smooth it and you let it go. You tell yourself, it's not worth it. You keep things moving, and externally, everything looks fine, but internally, something has been left. And if this happens once, it's not a problem. But when it becomes a pattern, it builds. And what it builds into is resentment. And resentment is not about the other person. It's about the accumulation of moments where you left yourself. You didn't return. So over time, you start to feel like you are giving more than you are receiving. Like you're holding more than they are. Like something is off, but you can't quite name it. And the reason is, it didn't happen in one moment. It happened in many small ones where you adjusted. Instead of staying with yourself, and the nervous system learns this, it learns to anticipate, to smooth, to accommodate, and eventually it starts doing it automatically before you even realize. So now we bring some awareness, not to change, but to see. Notice the next time you feel the impulse to soften your truth, to adjust your words, to keep something smooth, and just pause. Not to force yourself to say something, but to feel what's actually happening in your body. That pause is everything. Because in that pause, you are no longer automatic. You are present. And from there, something different becomes possible. You may still choose to say it gently. You may still choose to move carefully. But now it's conscious, not reflex. And that's the shift. You're not becoming harsh. You're becoming honest. And honesty does not break connection. It clarifies it. And what cannot remain in the presence of your honesty was not stable to begin with. So we restore again. Inhale from the base of your spine through to the top of your brain center. Slow from base to tip. And exhale, extending your breath just beyond what's natural. And pause. Fill your throat, your chest, your space. You don't need to reduce yourself to maintain peace. Real peace includes you. Feel the space just outside your skin.